have, I think, on the schedule of afternoon practice with inquiry. So, really in a continuation of our exploration of being conscious that's happening in the silence, in the forms of walking and sitting meditation together. During the afternoon period, we'll also be using some forms of what we could call relational meditation, or relational inquiry. And I'll explain a little bit more about that when we get to it. But basically, the format of these afternoon periods will be that we'll have some period of meditation together, and then I'll give a talk for maybe 30 or 40 minutes, and at the end of that period of teachings, introduce a theme to inquire into. And that may happen sometimes in groups of two, sometimes maybe in groups of three, as a way to explore our understanding of what we've been hearing, and not as a way to, not exploring our understanding in an abstract or theoretical way, not exploring what we already know, but rather a way of exploring in a very immediate way, exploring by checking in with our experience here, now, like this, as it's happening. So I'll say a little bit more about that when we get there. And let's begin with a period of meditation together. Beginning by really setting up your posture. Not taking posture for granted, but actually really feeling into your spine, letting it be straight so that you can have a sense of some space between the vertebrae, elongating your neck, you might imagine a cord pulling you up from the crown of your head. Letting your chest be really open, rolling your shoulders back a little, and then letting them relax so that your shoulder blades kind of drop down your back. Letting your belly be soft and relaxed. It can also help just to roll your hips forward a little so that there's a curve, an inward curve in your lower back, which pushes your buttocks out, pushes your belly forward, and then relaxing that. Taking a moment to recognize the naturalness of being aware. That whatever our experience, whatever the quality of our experience, prior to any particularities of experience, there is consciousness. The potential for experience. The very fact of having a basic wakefulness that informs all of our experience. And then training ourselves with this basic wakefulness bringing all our attention, breath, and belly. Expansion and relaxation. Having the intention to stay present. And in any moment that you notice that you've lost that intention and got caught up somewhere, then not making a fuss. No need to worry about how long you've been caught up or where you've been or why. Just re-establishing presence. Coming back again and again. Awareness of breath and belly. Here. Now. Like this. whatever may be happening in your body or your mind, don't react to it. Don't let it get a grip. Don't let it control your experience. Let body be like this. Let your state of mind be just how it is. Bringing all of your attention, all of your willingness, all of your sensitivity, absorbing your attention into just the simple experience of expanding in breath, relaxing out breath. Feeling the breathing from the inside of the experience. if your attention got caught up somewhere, just bring it back. Using the relaxation of the out-breath to sink your attention back into your belly. To re-establish your intention to be present. To re-inhabit the visceral experience of breathing. last few minutes of meditation. If you can just stay really present. Having your attention rooted in the experience of breathing. While allowing for conditions as they are. Body may feel comfortable or uncomfortable. Mind may feel steady or scattered, peaceful or agitated. Not trying to make body or mind any certain way. Letting your experience be as you cultivate awareness of breathing. Now letting your attention open, filling all of your body. Filling the whole sense of consciousness, of all that makes up your experience right now. Knowing yourself as present, as sitting, and as the bell rings, as you open your eyes and adjust your posture, just seeing if you can keep your attention moment by moment directed towards your body, towards your immediate experience. So there's a minute or two where you might want to stand or stretch. I'm just seeing if you can do that with care and attention so that the focus that you've built up in the meditation doesn't get dissipated.